after the wedding to have the
shivery.
What all would they do with the shivery?
They would try to keep them awake all night. And, you know, back in those days they had fireplaces and, you know, wood stoves and things. And about the first thing they did was, if in the winter time, if they had a fire going, was climb on top of the roof and stop up the fireplace. Or, yeah, where the smoke would go back down inside the house. And they would go round and round the house screeching and hollering and beating on pans and bucket lids and plows and anything else they could get.
Did you ever hear that done recently? Or?
No, no. Not except sometimes friends, not in that same way. Now, my brother, when his best friend got married, somehow or another, he just made a round of all the, he knew they were going to stay in El Dorado, so he made a round of all the motels until he found them. And then he climbed a ledge on the outside and climbed up to the window and beat and banged on the window. And until they finally agreed to let him in. And he was causing such a disturbance. If I had been them, I'd have just let him, you know, let the police get him. But they let him in, and then he just sat with them all till about 3 o'clock in the morning. And when they came home, they went from El Dorado that night. They just stopped there that night because it was already so late, you know, and then they went on their honeymoon. And when they got back, the night they came home, he did the same thing. He went over and sat all night long with them at their house. So that was a form of chivalry, and, you know.
They had those trouble at a party, you say. The police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested
the whole bunch.
Any other word besides bunch you use? Do you ever hear, I mentioned this to you yesterday, push?
The whole push? Uh-uh.
And when young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music, do you call that a...
dancing?
What would you call a dance you'd have at home?
Just a dance.
And if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you say 4 o'clock is when school
is turned out.
And after vacation, children ask, when does school
start back?
And after high school, you go on to
college.
And if a child isn't told to go to school and didn't show up, you say
she's tardy or she played hooky.
What if she's in college? You say
she's tardy? Didn't show up for class?
Yeah, on purpose, she...
Oh, she skipped class, or she...
And you go to school to get...
an education.
And after kindergarten, you go into the...
first grade.
Any old-fashioned name for first grade?
I don't know of any.
And years ago, children sit on benches, but now they sit at...
desk.
And each child has
his own desk.
And... if you wanted to check out a book, you'd go to the
library
and to mail a package.
Post office.
And you'd stay overnight in a strange town at a
motel or hotel.
And you'd see a play or a movie at a
theater.
And if you had to have an operation.
You had an operation.
You'd go into the
The hospital.
And the woman that would look after you.
She'd be the nurse.
And you catch a train at the
depot.
Or you could call that the rail.
Train station or depot or...
for the rail.
Railroad station?
Would you call it that or...
no, I'd say the train station or the depot.
And the open place in town around the courthouse is called the...
courthouse square.
And say if you had a piece of furniture and you had it in the corner, but you didn't have it square in the corner. You had it sort of... so there's a space between the back of the furniture and the corner.
Mm-hmm.
You say it's sitting
off center or I don't know, next to the corner, in
did
the corner,
kitty cornered or
caddy cornered.